This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You've found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
Yeah, how's your week been, Ben?
Oh, what a week it's been.
Really?
Yes.
It's been long?
Shall we say it's hot?
How did you survive the 40 degrees?
We're survivors, doll.
Sydney's worse off.
Anyway, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Another 2 hours of nothing.
Definitely.
It's been a while since I've seen a good ute.
Really?
Yeah. A beauty ute.
You haven't seen one on the road? I've seen quite a few.
Well, the Gold Coast was riddled with them.
Riddled. Sounds like a disease.
It was riddled with utes.
So what, too many for the eye?
Too much selection.
Oh.
You know, it's like, it's a bit like, it's a bit food hall.
Oh, okay.
When there's too many.
Yep.
You end up
You lose interest.
You get gay beaties. Don't you?
Speaking of gay beaties.
What are you talking about? What? Hey, listen, I've got to say hello to Georgie.
Oh, go on.
Georgina, who I work with.
Yeah.
A little beige girl.
Yeah.
Who, and her boyfriend. Apparently, they're going to be in the car driving to somewhere along the coast.
Are we talking east or west?
It's where the people go for the motorcycle races.
Oh, Phillip Island.
But it's called Port Credenza or something.
San Remo.
Bay Krillacrillacri or something like that. I don't know.
I have no idea where you're sending these
because
people.
Because we have no interest. But anyway, I had to say hello.
Did she hear you?
Yeah, she's gorgeous. I love her. She's like a little rainbow on a stick. I'm now located in the CBD.
You're a Dockland girl.
I'm a Docklands girl.
Yes. Do you get out there at lunchtime?
No, I try not to. But you know what I have been doing this week? Across the road is a financial institution. One of Australia's largest financial institutions.
Yes.
And I've discovered there's a little cafe. There's some cafes there you can have lunch, you know, like a mere $20 for a chip. But but what the good thing about it is you can sit in the cafe and you go, and I go suit watching.
Well, so what do you find in suits?
I find pain. No, I try not to look because I'll only get hurt.
True.
But I do, it's like, it's a good place to sit and kind of write out a list of what you want in life.
Oh, okay.
You know, in terms of...
You're looking at the fashions?
No, I'm looking at the people behind.
The people behind the fashion.
It's lovely to go suit watching. It's a little bit different.
Really?
Mm.
So what difference does it have for you apart from...
Oh, it's just nice meeting a man with a job.
Oh, that's nice.
Do you know that
look? Always helps.
Do you know that look?
That, you know...
But you couldn't... But the thing is, you just have to sit there in silence a little bit and you sort of imagine what life could be like if you had a partner. Let's picture this. I'm going to do a little exercise
with
you. What I want you to do, Frank, is imagine what you need
to do. I'm closing my eyes.
Is get a wooden brick.
A wooden brick?
Get two wooden bricks, right? And I need you to tape them to your feet. Can you take your shoes off?
Yes.
Tape those pieces, like a really big chunky piece of 4x2.
Okay, yeah.
Strap that to your foot, right? Yeah. Now, I need you to wear a mini skirt. Right,
yeah.
Get the mini skirt happening, and I want you to climb onto the tram with the pieces of 4x2 stuck to your feet, holding. Now you must hold large latte, a cup of hot boiling water. Can you hold a cup of hot boiling water and in the other hand talk to your boyfriend on your mobile phone?
Oh, that's bloody good.
Now, I want you to stand on the tram while it's travelling at 60 kilometres an hour and see what happens.
Did you end up with coffee on you?
No.
Where did she go?
How the hell? And plus what you have to do is then on your shoulder you've got a bag.
Right. And... So well, you have to balance that
there
on
was
your shoulder.
One of those on the tram, and her tote. She had one of those shoulder.
A tote.
She had a tote. She had a pink tote. It was a pink.
Did it have Kath Space on it?
It was a pink tote. And you know what happened? Because there were so many people, she couldn't hold on to anything.
Oh, no shit.
So she had a boiling cup of she had a boiling cup of water, and her tote is slapping this guy in the face. This man was sitting there with a
didn't he push her over?
I don't know. If I had the misfortune of sitting down, because you end up with bags, and you always end up with someone's luggage in your face.
Or hair in your mouth.
And he didn't say, you know what, he did. She had undies on. It was a pink tote, but it wasn't hairy. Here's an SMS from Claudia. She says, "Hello, boys. This is Claudia. I used to live in Brunswick West." Well, she sounds like a survivor. Doesn't she?
She's moved on.
"But now I live in Reservoir." Oh, oops. "Benny, now I go shopping at Northland, and it's a bit scary. I get the radiation. I always have a smile anyway. I go there thanks to you. Good to have you back. Missed you heaps." We missed you too, Claudia.
Thanks, Claudia.
Chris wrote and he said, "Oh, Frank, burpees for you in the morning, mate."
What do you mean burpees? Oh, okay, I get it.
What's
burpees?
Is this after breastfeeding? Does it give you burpees?
No, burpees is when you...
What do you do? What's a burpee?
You have to jump up, then jump down, do a push-up, put your legs out, and then jump up again.
Oh.
And you got to do like a million
Sounds
of those.
Like an unwanted pregnancy. Oh, is he your trainer?
Yes, I think
Must
so. Yes, he
be.
Is.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
All so right.
I'm getting burpees in the
morning.
Yes,
well, you better stretch. Have you stretched?
Well, I don't stretch like a day before the class.
Oh, I do. I stretch before, yeah.
Do you do your ballet stretches up against a wall?
I try and get... I haven't got any rails inside the house.
No?
I do them on the balcony. I put my leg up over the balcony. Actually, my next door neighbour, like there's a man downstairs and he sits in the sun and he sits on a fold-out chair every day when it's hot. He sits outside.
He does.
And I was walking with Frank. We were going to get an ice cream, a gelato. And he was sitting there reading his magazine, having a beer. And it was a very hot day. And he had an egg burst. Oh, no, it wasn't one of those. It was more, you know, the egg in the leather tote. You know, it was hanging out.
Oh.
It was very unsavoury.
As Benny lingered over it for a while.
I couldn't help but notice.
No, for a long time.
I couldn't help but...
For 30 seconds or
I
more.
I thought it was a satchel. What do you do in those situations?
You don't look.
You don't.
You look away.
You certainly don't push it back in. Do you?
No.
But do you say something?
No, because I suspect that he may have known it was there.
No, I don't think he had feeling.
Really?
I think he's lost the feeling. He's so brown.
Oh, you reckon everything's kind of numb?
I think.
After being in the sun.
Yeah, I think it must have... I don't think people notice sometimes.
Oh, really?
See, for me, I would have felt the fresh air blowing across it. Do you know what I mean?
You did a road trip on your way back
from
Bris Vegas.
I did a roadie.
You did a roadie.
I had to drive my car down from, you know, the Gold Coast.
Yeah. And you stopped along the way, of course.
We stopped in four places. It took us a while. I didn't want to do it overnight.
You did? What?
Not an overnight.
What did you do? Which places did you do? Can't you remember where you stopped?
No. I tried to black it out of my memory. But I know one was Coffs Harbour.
Yes, I do recall a message from you from
there
Coffs.
There was a Coffs Harbour.
I think at Newcastle.
Newcastle.
Yeah.
And then...
Bateman's Bay. Did you stop there?
I think we...
Now he's gone blank.
Wherever we stayed, there was something to do with whales, like the whale bone or something.
Oh, I don't know.
I think Narimbula. Marimbula, that's it. Or Nariukta. No, that's in...
Malakuta.
Malakuta. That sounds interesting.
Did you actually drive along?
It was hideous, Frank. There was nowhere to eat.
Oh, that's terrible.
I'm sorry, Australia. You know, you go overseas. Well,
it wasn't a gastronomic tour, was it?
No, you cannot have one.
Doesn't exist.
It does. Australia and gastronomy
Maybe in the cities, possibly.
Yeah, city, but not in the country.
Not driving from Sydney to Melbourne.
If you want, the most gourmet thing we had was a toasted sandwich and it had grainy mustard in it.
Oh, a croc monsieur.
A croc of something. Anyway, we stopped in Coffs Harbour and we hadn't booked any accommodation.
Quite. So there's your first mistake.
I know, you can't rock up.
No, you can't.
But people close up at 5 o'clock.
Oh, that's just a country thing, though.
Oh, don't call me that.
What is it you can't face?
I can't face bad service, actually. Did you know? Anyway, we get to this place. And I knocked on we went to several places and they were all closed and it was starting to get dark.
Oh, darkness.
And I went, oh no, we're going to be in trouble here.
You have to sleep in the car.
I know, and it's only a Mazda Toro. And I was so worried. I was worried sick. And then we saw this little place. I don't know what it was called. It was some the sea shanty or something, like the tuna taco or something. I don't know. It was painted blue. You know, because when you're near the beach, it's important to paint it blue to give that ode of freshness. You know, that joie de vivre, that kind of that high summer look.
They're creating an atmos.
And I said, excuse me, have you got a room? And there was a sign that said $85, you know.
Just dollar.
Dollars.
Not dollars.
$85 for a room. So my sister was traveling with me. We get in there and he goes, oh, listen, he goes, yeah, there's a room, but like Maddie will be with you in a second. And all of a sudden I heard the shower, because the shower was on, and then I heard the shower stop and this girl came out with soaking wet hair and a bathrobe and she said, hi, I'm Jamie, you know, I'm Jamie. And I said, good evening. And I said, have you got a room? She goes, yes. And she said, so she then proceeded to give us service in the, like, damp.
Damp service.
She was wet and she was naked. Like,
underneath
the only thing between her and me was terry toweling.
Mm,
oh,
not good.
Anyway, she got out and I said, look, we want a room. And she said, okay, a double. And I said, no. I know we look straight. I know we're painting a very straight picture here. But we're not. Like, I said, do you have a room with two beds in it? And she said, well, every room has two beds. But if you sit or if you sleep in the other room, you get charged for it.
Why would they know? You just make the bed.
Well, I suppose you could.
Of course you could.
But you'd have to brush the hair out of it first. But then, so I said, okay, look, I said, that's fine. And she said, so it's $15 if you use the single bed. And then she was looking through the desk and she said, oh no. And then she got the calculator and she started pressing it, but it didn't work.
Right.
And she went, oh no. And I said, is there something wrong? And she said, the calculator doesn't work.
You just add it up.
And I went, uh-huh. And she said,
have you ever heard of pen and paper?
And she goes, I'm really sorry. And I said, well, I need
to refuse the room.
And I said, what do you need to add up? She said, what's 85 and 15? And I said, that'd be 75.
Folks are dumb where I come from.
There's a UK game show.
Yes.
In
the UK.
That's what I was going to say. It's called The Chaser.
The Chaser.
And it's like a quiz
show.
Do
they like fat people?
Well, I don't know. It's like our chase is more political, but yeah, this is more like a quiz.
I haven't had a good chaser in ages.
And they asked this question, Benny.
In what sport does Fanny Schmeller compete for Germany? Fanny Schmeller. Fanny Schmeller. Fanny Schmeller.
Oh dear. Yeah, well, Fanny Schmeller is actually name.
Do you know what she does?
She's a German alpine skier.
Oh, I wanted to guess.
Oh, okay. What did you think?
I didn't know what Fanny Schmeller does.
Fanny Schmeller.
Is that Julia Gittard?
It was. She was there.
She had it smelt.
In the UK.
She had it smelt.
No. Apparently she competed for Germany at the 2010 Winter Olympics.
In what sport?
I just said German alpine skiing.
Oh, alpine. Oh, I didn't hear it. Alpine. I thought she was smoking with a cigarette in her mouth.
I don't know if that's a sport in the UK.
But that's an alpine. I don't. Well, I've never watched MKR, My Kitchen Rules.
No, right. But you're enthralled now, are you?
No.
Are you being sold by
No, the- but this is the point. Has anyone noticed? See, I'm not clued. I just sort of jerried the other day.
You just jerried,
I just jerried that My Kitchen Rule hasn't even started yet.
No, it starts in like 3 months.
It hasn't even started. The amount of commercials. I thought they were halfway through the series because those commercials have been going on for 2 months.
Game on, Mol.
Oh, shut up. What's his name?
Jake.
We're about to launch our Homo Help. We launched it.
Yep.
Yes, one came through the slot from Des in Footscray, and I'm going to read it out to you. Hi, Lattes. I need some help.
Let's break it down.
Well, we do need to break it down.
What do we do first?
We need to, like, soften him up a little bit.
I'll put him...
Before...
Put him underwater for a while.
Let him soak. Yeah. I'm going on a cruise to the South Pacific at the end of January, and as from previous experience on other cruises, they will have a Hawaiian night. Oh, is that a regular occurrence on cruises?
Well, maybe in the South Pacific they do.
They do a bit of that.
I
feel a cocoa coming on.
A cocoa nut.
Do you know what's really yummy? In Hawaii, they have these ice creams called... Oh, I don't know, but it's honeydew flavour.
Ew, that'd be wrong.
No, it's lovely.
Is it?
It's a honeydew ice cream.
Doesn't sound appetizing.
It's like sucking on a cantaloupe, but green.
Oh, yeah.
He says, I have not participated in wearing the grass skirt or the coconut bra. Shall I or shall I not wear the grass skirt or the coconut bra?
Well, it depends how drunk you get.
Oh, I think you do it.
Do you reckon?
Why not?
You need to get into the spirit of it, I suppose.
You do. You need to bring your Homolulu on.
Your Homolulu.
Get your Homolulu on. A Des, don't you think? Why not? I think...
Was he feeling embarrassed? Does it actually say that he was not... Why he didn't participate?
I don't think he's feeling self-conscious.
Oh, it wasn't self-conscious?
I'm sure if he had a grass skirt...
He would have rocked it.
Get the reptile out. I'd go commando in a grass skirt.
Really?
Why not?
They have protrusions.
What do you mean?
Well, you know... Things could pop out.
Oh, you think you could get like a paper cut? Could you get a grass skirt?
Well, I've never worn one, can I just tell you? So I can't speak from experience.
Do you think it's important to shave before wearing the grass skirt? Or does one go, do we want to go the whole coconut fibre look?
Oh, are you saying don't?
Like hanging basket.
Well, I think if you're going on a cruise, you kind of want to be... Have it all removed, don't you?
I like that sense of adventure. I think go Scottish. You know what I mean? Like, just do the haggis.
But I think the problem is whether he wants to participate or not. It's not how he participates.
No. He is going to participate. He just wants to know at what degree of difficulty.
I think go the whole way. If you're going to do the grass skirt, do the coconut bra.
Okay. You're saying go coconut bra and grass skirt.
Well, why not? I mean, if everyone else is doing...
Frank, you're living on the edge there, doll. Living on the edge.
Well, you know.
So does he wear...
You don't look like a wowser, do
you? But does he wear a shirt? Like, are we wearing clothes underneath?
No. You have to be completely naked underneath.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, of course,
I
understand.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, you do.
There's no, you know, what's the point of the grass skirt without the anaconda? Is that a building? Did we just walk past a building site? You know, like basically a cruise liner is a tram that floats that has a toilet on board. Do you know what I mean?
I'm hearing you.
I don't like the idea of a cruise liner.
No?
Nah.
It's difficult to...
I don't understand. You know when people go, they're going to a gay cruise? Mm. I don't get that. Because what calibre of gay are you getting on there?
Well, apparently Des.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Des. Des, you'll be right at home. See, a man came up to me at the photocopy day, because I'm working at one of Australia's leading retailers. One of Australia's biggest retail operations. And I was at the
counter. Is that the line you have to come up? Okay. And you're at the counter.
I wasn't at the counter. I was in the buying office.
Oh, sorry.
I was standing in front of the Canon photocopier. printing out. Anyway, this man came up to me and he said, hello, you know, we're having a...
His big name, boy.
I think his name's Merkin or something like that. He said to me...
Merkin?
I think it's one of those Milko or something. Milko or Merkin.
Okay, we'll go with
anyway,
that.
Anyway, he was cute, you know, in a suit and everything. I think he's one of the QA people.
Right.
And he came up to me and I could see him. You know when you're standing in front of someone and they're looking at you in a way like they want something from you? Because I almost felt like when he was looking at me, I could see I was turning into a roast chicken. You know what? You know the guy, he was looking at me like he needed something.
Oh,
I
mean, wow.
Because people often avoid me. You know what I mean? They don't actually engage
right.
The fat latte.
Yes.
This is going to lead on to another story
yes.
that I need to talk to you about. Mm. It's my homo hotline because I think I'm turning people off their food. There was this really gorgeous guy.
Hang on, you didn't finish that story.
I know, but this is a really important story too.
Okay.
There's two really good ones.
Okay.
So
are you going to interweave them somehow? Oh,
it's a tapestry of latte magic. Which one should I tell you first?
The first one?
Okay. So then I'm standing at the photocopy and this man came up to me and he said, you know, he's talking to me about T-shirts and my T-shirt. And I was going, people don't talk to me about clothing because... You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Anyway, I was going, what does he want? You know, I'm thinking in my mind, this man wants something. And then you know what it was?
What?
He wanted me to be a fit model for Mr. Big. For oversized menswear.
Well, that's kind of nice.
He said, would you mind trying something on?
Well, that's all right. That's a nice gesture.
And I thought, well, yeah, what do I get out of it?
You get to be a model for Mr. Big.
But okay,
be
so
like Carrie Bradshaw.
I wanted him to ask me. You know, I don't mind being asked to use my body, but not not for size require. You know, not for specifications.
Well, that's kind of nice.
Anyway, so he gave me a T-shirt to try on. He didn't want me to do it in front of him because I would turn him off his lunch.
No,
but I was in the lunchroom.
This is story number two.
Number two, which led on to very cute guy, national, you know, retail buying office.
Yes.
Gorgeous man
right.
sitting there with a plate of pasta. He had like some spaghetti. Oh, I don't know, it was something, it was saucy and carbohydrate. Anyway, and I went to use the microwave. I went to put some porridge in the microwave because I thought, I'm going to eat something low-cal and gorgeous, low GI. So while I was standing there, I forgot and I was looking at him. I do that.
You forgot you were looking at him.
I was kind of looking.
Was
kind
your
of,
tongue hanging out?
I was imagining that we were going out.
Married with children.
And I was thinking, what time are you coming home tonight? Will you be late? Anyway, you know, he took a bite. He was eating his lunch and then he looked and I smiled. And then he got up, threw his lunch in the bin walked off.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
It was virtually vomit.
Can we get a bucket, please? Bucket.
Now I'm hoping that sauce was rancid.
I'm sure it was.
I gave him a mental cue like I shouldn't be eating carbs. I just think it was just one of those unhappy coincidences.
I think so.
Yes, I don't think that I really do turn people off their food.
She's been an inspiration to millions. Susan Boyle.
This world, as I said, is capable of a feel.
And everyone got so excited when it was announced her musical was coming to Australia.
I'll tell you something about the shortest musical.
Well, now it's not.
People have got good imaginations, haven't they?
Which is a shame, because we would have liked to have heard this.
Susan Boyle.
Yes.
So instead, we thought we'd show you some highlights of Susan Boyle's life.
Welcome to Dracula's castle. Oh, my God. Give it to me strong, baby. It's actually Mugshot.
He's a little bit balmy. The Two Fat Lattes, who Susan says...
They're very gracious and very polite.
What? Can I just say one word?
What?
Joy 94.9.
Oh. She's not coming anymore.
Her new show, Off the Boil, is apparently it's not coming to Melbourne or not coming to Australia at all.
Or just not coming at all.
It hasn't come in ages. Are they still that producer Paul? Are they doing the movie? We don't know yet. Is Jack Black playing her?
Jack Black.
He'd make a great Susan Boyle, wouldn't he? You know who'd be a great Susan Boyle?
Who?
Cheyenne from The Wrong Factor. The what expect- a talent. You know, I didn't watch much of that show till the very end. I called her Baby Boyle.
Oh, really?
There's something, she had the boils about her. She had a bit of...
She had a touch of the Susans.
She had a bit of Subo about her.
Right.
Didn't she?
Possibly.
I mean, very talented. Like, I just wanted to remind... You didn't see the last show, did you? The final show?
No.
Of Cheyenne, her leaving performance?
No, I missed
this
that.
This is the caliber of singer. There's an X factor. Very quick one. I have a baby. Someone says here they've got a baby lemon tree. Lezzo told me that I should pee on it to make it grow faster.
Lezzo told me.
Should I do it or buy fertilizer?
What's best?
I don't think weeing on a lemon tree doesn't make it grow faster. It just makes your lemons more bitter.
Does it?
It makes them more because it's
juicier. Does it really?
They should grow some lemon trees on the trams because those things smell like piss. Don't wait to be told.
Come on.
Oh, the magic fingers of producer Paul.
Fanny Schmeller.
You've been listening to the Two Fat Lattes podcast. Proudly produced by Big Mouth Media. Listen to us every Friday night, 7 till 9 on Joy 94.9, online, and check out the website www.thetwofatlattes.com. Producer Paul speaking.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.